Hey, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft. I want to look very briefly today at a 2016 feature in SQL Server that is called row-level security. And row-level security is one of the many security features that we're adding to SQL Server 2016. One also is dynamic data masking. We're adding auditing capabilities, and we're doing always encrypted, which is another video that I did recently. But let's look at row-level security. And what this allows you to do is, through the database engine, allows giving access to rows in the database based on the characteristics of the user executing the query, like someone that's in a certain group membership or a certain execution context. It gives you fine-grained access control over those queries. It allows you to do it those queries with a multi-tenant perspective in mind. It works transparently from an application standpoint at query time, so it's nothing that the user has to be worried about, and it allows you to have centralized logic that's a schema-bound logic that's bound to the table. The nice part about this is that you could have a user say select star from the finance table. That user's only going to see what that user has the permissions to see. This is done by doing several things. First, you create a schema. Within that schema, you create what's called a security predicate. In this case, it's a schema binding that, for our purposes, we're saying we're either looking at something like username, or if that username is manager, or if that sales rep has a specific username that we want to filter on. And what we want to do is apply that security predicate to a given table like sales, turn the state on. And then what that does is it leverages the internals of SQL Server to look at, say, the username or the role of that user and applies that security policy to that user. Now, as an example, let me go to my SQL Server database here, and I'm going to open up my row-level security demo here. So I'm going to use my RLS demo hospital. I'll do a select star from patients in this case. Now, in this case, I'm going to get just about everything from that table. And let's go ahead and look at the role members. So we'll see what users are in what roles. They might be nurses, they might be doctors, they might be administrators. And we'll go down a bit here. So we have that information. Now we'll go to the existing roles and the wing they're assigned to. So let's run this query here. And this is a little more detailed information about those users. Now, what we'll do is we'll create a schema called security. We're going to create a predicate function here. So let's go ahead and create that. And this predicate function is going to look at things like the wing, the start time, the end time, and it's going to also look at the staff duties table, interjoin that with employees to return a specific security predicate. So you can see here, this is the security predicate that we're creating. And now what we'll do is create a security policy based on that filter predicate. We'll go ahead and run that. Now, as a DBA, when I go ahead and run select star from patients, I don't see anything. But as I execute it as a specific user, in this case, Cody R, I'm going to get nothing for Cody. Cody's an admin. If I select it as a nurse, I'm going to get a certain set of users for nurses. If I do it as a Alan M, who's another nurse, Alan might have a separate set of patients based on characteristics of, say, the wing that Alan might be in or the type of patients that he's assigned to. And the same thing for as a doctor might get another view of the data. We can make it a little bit more sophisticated in here. We might create another security predicate, and we'll look at if they're the member of the nurse or the doctor role or the administrator role. We're going to go ahead and create this ultra security policy to have that patient security applied. And now, as we do things like run the administrator role, we'll see that it's going to give us a different set of users than it did before. And same thing with the nurse functions. They might also see different wings and different roles based on the kind of sophistication here of the security predicate, whether they're administrators. They might look at things like the wing as well, or if they're a doctor and they're wing 3. or if they're a nurse or a doctor, and Wing is a match here. So there's lots of things you can do in these security predicates, and they can be as sophisticated as you want. Again, you want to take those things, you want to add those filter predicates, and then you want to apply those things to those end users. Hopefully this helps give you a little bit of insight into these security predicates and row-level security in SQL Server 2016. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I am Mike, WILM@Microsoft.com. And that is all we have for today on row-level security. Thanks a lot. Take care.